Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1334 of our trek, and it is time for Meditation Monday. Taking time to relax, refocus, and reprioritize our lives is crucial in order to create a living legacy. For you, it may be just a time alone for quiet reflection, or you may utilize some sort of structured meditation practice. In my life, meditation includes reading and reflecting on God's Word and in prayer. It is a time to renew my mind, refocus on what is most important, and making sure that I am nurturing my soul, mind, and body. As you come along with me on our trek each Meditation Monday, it is my hope and prayer that you too will experience a time of reflection and renewing of your mind. In order to properly meditate, we must have a proper mindset or attitude. We must fix our thoughts on the appropriate life attributes. So today, let's consider, fix your thoughts. To fix something either implies that something is broken or it needs our undivided attention so that it does not become broken. Both of these concepts could be applied to today's meditation. Before we can fix our thoughts, we must plug into the proper mindset. This is what meditation allows you to do. Before we study any further, let me set the background for today by reading Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 9. Always be full of joy in the Lord. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considered in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything that we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all that you learned and received from me. Everything you heard from me and saw me doing. Then the God of peace will be with you. This is a great passage to establish a mindset of meditation. First, we clear our minds of that which is detrimental. Then we fill our minds with that which is beneficial. Sometimes the trials and pressures of life make it almost impossible to be happy. But Paul did not tell his readers to be happy. He encouraged them to be full of joy in the Lord. In fact, he said it twice in verse 4. Not some of the time, but always. Not a little bit of joy, but full of joy. Christ is the one in whom the sphere of rejoicing was to take place. Surely there are many circumstances in which a Christian cannot be happy, but they can always be full of joy in the Lord and delight in Him. Paul himself was an excellent example of one who had inner joy when external circumstances such as persecution, imprisonment, and threat of death were against him. In addition to joy, believers are to be considerate or gentle, which should be evident to everyone. This suggests a forbearing or non-retaliatory spirit. Joy and inner quality in relation to circumstances may not always be seen, but the way one reacts to others, whether in gentleness or harshness, will be noticed. Why be gentle? Well, because the Lord is coming soon. Joy and gentleness accompanied by the awareness of Christ's imminent return should dispel our anxiety. Paul's appeal to the Philippians is don't worry or be anxious about anything. This is not a call to a carefree or careless life. To care and to be genuinely concerned is one thing. To worry is quite another. Paul and Timothy cared for the people that they ministered to, yet they retained their trust in God. Jesus warned against worry, which obviously negates or even eliminates our trust in God. Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 33 is a great passage for further meditation on overcoming worry. Paul exhorted the Philippians to prayer instead of worry. praying with thanksgiving involves trusting in God. Four words are used to describe the believer's communion with God. Prayer describes a believer's approach to God. Petition emphasizes requesting an answer to a specific need. Thanksgiving is an attitude of the heart and should always accompany one's prayer. And request speak of definite and specific things asked for. When the exhortations of verses 4 through 6 are heeded, then you will experience God's peace, verse 7, which exceeds anything that you can understand. The Lord Jesus Christ is the believer's peace, as found in Ephesians chapter 2, 14. And every child of God has peace with God through the justification by faith, which is found in Romans chapter 5, verse 1. But the peace of or from God relates to an inner tranquility of a believer's close walk with God. The peace of God does exceed anything that we can understand. That is, it is beyond a person's ability to comprehend. This peace guards your heart and mind, which is a prerequisite for meditation. Guard is translated from a military term, which means to protect or garrison by guarding. Like soldiers assigned to watch over a certain area, God's peace guards our hearts and minds, that is, the emotions and thoughts of God's children. Now that we have prepared our minds by establishing a proper mindset, we are now prepared to fix our thoughts. By the words, "and now," Paul indicated that he was getting to the point of proper meditation. Six attributes are mentioned as objects of a wholesome thought life, which we are to fix or focus on. Here are those attributes. True things are, of course, the opposite of dishonest and unreliable. Honorable refers to what is dignified and worthy of respect. Right refers to conformity to God's standards. Pure refers to what is wholesome, not mixed or morally impure. Lovely speaks of what promotes peace rather than conflict. Admirable relates to what is positive and constructive rather than what is negative and destructive. These six attributes of thoughts are described as excellent and worthy of praise. The Christian life involves proper thinking, which is focused thinking. In other words, fixing our thoughts. The Christian life also includes doing righteous deeds. Since the Philippians knew Paul well, he could ask them to follow his example, what they had learned, received, and heard from him. I pray that you can say the same about me. And as we put these things into practice through meditation, then the God of peace will be with us. And that's a wrap for today's meditation. Next week, we will continue our trek on Meditation Monday as we take time to reflect on what is most important in creating our living legacy. On tomorrow's trek, we will explore another wisdom quote. This 3-minute wisdom supplement will assist you on becoming healthy, wealthy, and wise each day. Thank you for joining me for this trek that we call life. And encourage your friends and family to join us and then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek. Creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,333 daily treks or read the daily journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend, as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcaster and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you tomorrow.